Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful episode of The Oppressed Spirit, a voice of light in the darkness. And this is Agape Love, Love is Here podcast. Yes, a voice of light in the darkness, the oppressed spirit. This is episode number 38, and it's entitled, A Life-Giving Spirit. A living spirit. And we're going to try to maybe finish up this oppressed spirit that came from the teachings of Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries when he was talking at the Leading Edge Leadership Conference. It was a powerful conference he spoke at. And he talked about humanity as being an oppressed spirit. And we have been working through that topic and that conference speaker speaking through that conference teaching that he did. And here in episode number 38, hopefully we can finish it out. And then I'm going to have a royal invitation for you. So you will no longer be an oppressed spirit. So here, let's begin. Episode number 38 of The Oppressed Spirit, where we had been learning all about our oppression. Remember, Pastor Deborah was an oppressed spirit myself. I had to get set free of the oppression, and so will you. When I teach things I have gone through. I had to learn. Experiences I had to have. Sometimes teachers don't do that. They think they're already there. When I heard this, I was not there. And you too are going to have to become unoppressed. In our last episode, we had mentioned that an oppressed spirit has a broken and oppressed will. And the will also has to be set free of its oppression. And the oppressors. Now you have two wills, one in your soul, which is of your biological brain, and you have one of your spirit. They both must be set free. And that, whatever it is that is oppressing you, could be thoughts, conceptions, culture, tradition, religion, beliefs, feelings, emotion, past traumas in one area, or it could be spiritual things that have you oppressed out of fear, torture. But both our soul and our spirit must become unoppressed. And our will must be set free as well. So getting set free here in episode number 38 from oppression and its oppressors is a very personal journey. It's a self-discovery. One must discover that one has the capacity and the potential to become all the Heavenly Father, the King of Heaven, the King and God of Paradise, Father desires for them to become His child, His offspring, anointed and blessed and decreed with authority and dominion from Genesis 1:26 through 28. Of the authorized King James Bible. You have to discover that. You can't just be always in submission, seeking forgiveness, and always begging in prayer God to help you. Somewhere along the line, you've got to rise up and realize who you really are spiritually. Then your spirit, once it gets it, it will transfer that to your soul. And your soul's thoughts will change. For an oppressed spirit and its broken and oppressed will, this self-discovery, this freedom, is a powerful renewal of one's spiritual heart, our mind. It's almost as if one part of you has to die, and a new life form has to come alive. There's death, and there's resurrection. There's death and life. I went through it. The part of me in my soul that I had become, Jan had to die by my own will. And a Deborah, that's my spirit, had to arise, had to learn, had to be re-educated who the new me spiritually was. And you can hear a lot of that in my true story called It's Time. It's in the School of Thought. Excellent, powerful story of what this looks like of getting free of oppression and having your will set free. In this new spiritual identity, as a freed spiritual forever person, one learns that a true spiritual king of the kingdom of heaven does not seek anyone to follow them. They prefer solitude. They study a lot. They interact with their new father. They learn and they grow and they study. And they keep to themselves. They don't comment on LinkedIn, social media, TikTok, Instagram about a lot of things. They keep their mouth shut. They observe and they stay in their solitude. There were times in my life God would sit me at home for 2 years by myself and the squirrels to study, study, study. And then there was one time I had to stay at home for 2 years, not volunteer in the community, not do anything but study, so he could heal me. I didn't know I had needed healing, but I did. So you will have a lot of solitude time, even if you're married and have children. I used to read 6 to 8 books at one time, always watching sermons, reading Bibles, reading history books, studying ancient history. And when one discovers who they really are and what one is really carrying, producing, the fruit, sort of the spiritual fruit that we're to produce, and serve to the lost world that's oppressed, the human spirits, and did you know, nature is oppressed. It is subjugated to Satan's evil wickedness, and even the wind and the storms and the lightning, all of it is subjected to the kingdom of darkness and its masters, Satan and his demonic spirits. And then when you discover that, all of a sudden people will want to be with you. They'll want to listen to you, hear what you have to say. I get people asking me, do I even know what in the world is going on in the world? Or why their lives are so miserable? Because I had learned some answers. But I don't go around and publicize that. These videos are after years and years of studying. Writing books, writing stories, scripture reference, watching videos, reading true stories, more books, more study. Now I'm being put to video. The fruit that you're to bear in your spiritual life, that comes from you getting the right nutrients, water, to your spirit. So it can produce what it's supposed to produce. And it can bring it to bear in videos, in words, in prayers, songs, artwork, music, paintings, poems, in your daily actions with your family, at business. And you will continue to produce this over and over for others to come to you and taste and see that what you have learned from the Lord God of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of light and joy and peace and agape love is good. A lot of people don't think what you are producing and serving and offering to us is good. So I had to learn to be a servant, serving to you good things. So first, an oppressed spirit and its broken will will have to itself come to a tree of righteousness. You got to eat some fruit and taste of its sweet, pure, majestic, and living spiritual fruit of this heavenly Father and to have the seeds of agape love, joy, and peace planted in your spirit. And then it has to be sowed and grown and watered into your heart, your mind, and then out to your soul, your biological brain, and out through your biological body. Then the candle of the Lord that's in your spirit, that's called the Holy Spirit, with His truth and light and living words, is lit with the agape love of the Heavenly Father and begins to get free and delivered and healed from the oppression and the consequences of the oppression. Lot of work has to be done within us, and God does that in our solitude time. Once we get truth and we get these aha moments. And if you ask God, you don't want any lies, deceptions, darkness, evilness in you, He'll begin to work. He showed me I had lies and deceptions of Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, and the Easter Bunny. Between parents and culture and tradition, religion, I practiced these. And I taught my son. And I thought nothing of it. I was an oppressed spirit. I was serving oppression, deception, and lies to my 10-year-old son. And I had to repent to him on my knees. And I asked God to take all that darkness, lies, out of me. I was getting free from lies, darkness, misconceptions, so that would not be in my spirit now. So this newly freed spiritual heart and mind of our spirit must be encouraged and learn how to begin thinking about itself from a different identity. I had to learn how not to be Jan and how not to speak as Jan and not to have the memories as Jan, but of Deborah. You go read my story or listen to it on video called It's Time. Excellent, excellent story. I had to learn how to be a different person in my spirit that transferred it to my soul and would come out through my conversations. I had to become somebody different. It took time and nourishment, and it took time and agape love, time and knowledge, time and test of my new identity, time and right circumstances, time and warfare against the oppressors who wanted me back. They didn't want this new Deborah alive and free. They wanted Jan back alive, operating, because she was an oppressed spirit and soul. It took time and hope, time and the Holy Spirit, the light of God, time and patience on my part, time and guidance and counsel from God's word, from true stories, from tests and trials, time and faith. I had to know this was what God wanted for me, so I could help you. Took time and the word of God of spirit and life to set this new identity, this new freedom in place. And it took my will being freed to slowly or quickly develop this new spiritual identity and mind into all that the Heavenly Father, who I discovered I was an offspring of, which made me a royal offspring of Him, desired for me to become a free spiritual being, a free and healed will in my spirit, a free and delivered spiritual forever person, a free and healed spiritual heart, mind, and will, a free king of the kingdom of heaven under the Most High God. He wanted me to become a spiritual tree of spiritual righteousness of the kingdom of heaven, producing His fruit for others. I was to become this spiritual tree of righteousness, bearing sweet, majestic fruit of agape love for all of humanity to taste and see, to taste and eat, that this love is good. I was to become a fruit-bearing tree, a catcher of men, a son of God in the kingdom of heaven. Once I became unoppressed in my spirit, in my will, and the old me had to die. And that was what Dr. Miles Monroe taught at the Leading Edge Leadership Conference. And Dr. Miles, who's now in heaven with his wife, Ruth, has all of his tapes and videos on YouTube for free. His books are still available. Go listen to him. Will change your life. And this ends the oppressed spirit teaching from him and me. But in the next episode, I'm going to pick up with a wonderful opportunity for you. It's called a royal invitation. Come out from wherever you are. Step out of the dark and into the light. For all are welcome at the Father's table of freedom from oppression. All right, we'll get to the royal invitation in the next episode here of The Oppressed Spirit with Pastor Deborah. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.